then Uncle Zeb's cartoon camp that Carl Bartholomew hosted.
I'll be looking for you. Carl came to us out of the business field. He came to Channel 8 as a cameraman, but he came out of business. He was vice president of a company here. That fell apart when he had married the boss's daughter, and they unmarried, so he left. He came to work for Channel 8 as a floorman first, and then a cameraman. Then he was Uncle Zeb. He was extremely successful at that and did a good job. It was different than John Chick's kiddo's show. They both were excellent, but I don't really think Carl had any formal training to do all this. I think he just could do it, and he did.
And he became a promotion person there, too, didn't he?
He had wonderful ideas.
Yep.
We didn't have a promotion manager for a while at Channel 8, so with the help of the promotion manager from Little Rock, the station was also owned by Mr. Lake at that time, with the help of that man, they decided I could be the promotion manager and fill in until they hired somebody. Well, fortunately for me, it didn't have to last too long, although we didn't do badly then, but they discovered Carl had a bent. He was working at the station then. He's the one that came out with H the Place as the theme and did all the wonderful things with Don Woods falling off the horse. It was so successful that they kept it. That was a boo-boo that turned out well.
H the Place, and then I think you promoted The News Guys was a promotion that you had for Channel 8.
It was also based on the H the Place thing.
Okay. But you mentioned Don Woods. That's the first time we've talked about him. Talk about Don Woods.
He drew Gusty. That was his main thing.
And he was the weather guy.
Don was strictly a weather man and should have been. He was a good weather man. And Gusty was a good gimmick for him, which he still holds on to and still does some things. That way, I don't see Don very often. He's still around, but I don't see Don very often. He came from radio in Wichita.
So Bob Howard then does come to Channel 8. Where did he come from?
Chicago. But he had been in San Diego. When he left Tulsa, after his little stint with Channel 6 early, he did no more television in Tulsa. And I don't really know what year he went here again. I need to have my little book that I wrote about all these folks.
Yes.
He went to San Diego and worked there very successfully. In fact, he worked with all the big folks who love to go to San Diego and Cardiff by the Sea and all these places out there. I think his main claim to fame, though, was that he fired Raquel Welch one day in a moment of madness.
She was a performer at the TV station, and he fired her?
I don't know why. I didn't ask. But then he went to Chicago. He was a program director in Chicago, and our station manager hired him to come down here as our program director, not an on-the-air person, but as Channel 8's program director. But his love of really being in front of the microphone came out in him, and it was obvious he would make a very acceptable newsman, which he did. I might say he was lucky. I know Bob well enough to say this because Bob and I started junior high together, so we've been friends for a very long time. He was lucky because his first co-anchor when he became an on-the-air news anchor for Channel 8 was Barbara Allen, who I consider to be the best woman Tulsa ever had on television. She was good when she started, and she was excellent when she finished. She never stopped growing. She was wonderful. And the one thing Bob had trouble doing at first was ad-libbing, which kind of surprised me because he had hosted a show kind of like Dance Party here in Tulsa, out in San Diego, and I'm sure it took a lot of ad-libbing. I was amazed at Bob Hope when I interviewed him one time because he was going to be here for the golf tournament. And he wanted to do the interview, but it was yes, no, no, yes. And I had to ask him something he couldn't answer with yes or no in the first place. And I got him to talking about his grandchildren. And then he opened up. But without somebody to write that script, a lot of news folks don't time well or do they ad-lib well because they don't ever do it. They read what's written for them. And Bob had a little difficulty. Occasionally in live television, even if it's news with a script, you have to throw in an ad-lib to cover a little technical difficulty that we're having at the moment, but we'll have it for you later type thing. Bob was a well-liked anchor here. and he was happy to give up his program directorship to go on the air live, and he enjoyed it.
He had the waiting child segment.
Oh, I'll tell you what. He wrote the words to that song, which they don't use anymore, and I wish they did, because you talk about something that is a heartthrobber. Bob wrote the words, Nolita Adams wrote the music and sang it. They used to use that, and I wish they still would, because the words to it are a real grabber. Of course, that feature's still going, and this was not his idea. Waiting Child was already in Oklahoma City as Wednesday's Child, and several other markets as Monday's Child, Tuesday's Child. When they asked him would he like to do that here in Tulsa, he decided to change it into The Waiting Child. And he wrote the words to that song.
And you might briefly tell him what The Waiting Child was.
The Waiting Child has remained on the air. Carol Lambert does it these days. It was and is a cooperative effort with DHS to place difficult-to-place children for adoption. And when I say difficult, I mean most people want to adopt a baby. There are lots of babies around for adoption. Most people want to adopt, certainly if they're going to adopt a child that's older, one without any physical or mental disabilities. Most people want to adopt someone who looks pretty much like they do. And there are a lot of other children who need homes. So the Department of Human Services has these children who are adoptable, and they tell all about them. Bob told, and Carol tells, and the DHS certainly tells anybody interested in adopting them, what these children's difficulties are, if they have any, and some of them do. Some of them are kind of obvious, some of them are not. But the adoption rate has been fantastic among these children who are taken by first Bob and now Carol to some place where they want to go. They'll take a girl, for instance, for a manicure and a pedicure, and if she's interested in beauty shop stuff, they'll take a boy out to a baseball game or a sports shop. What do you like to do? Well, I like the outdoors. Or they'll take them to the zoo. If they really want to be adopted into a family with other children, they tell that. If they would do better as an only child, they tell that. It's just exposing the public to adoptable children who otherwise would not have someone to call mom and dad.
There have to be thousands and thousands of children who were placed through that program.
Yes, that's correct.
And are living.
I don't know how many here. I wish I did. I should call and ask sometime. DHS probably could tell me right off the bat.